I've waited so long for this party in my pants to be unleashed.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Chew on your own foreskin, yeah. Every pussy looks like a toilet to me. A big shitty toilet. As long as you let me shoot a wad on your jugs, pour some cock coffee in your little cunt mug.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Yeah.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Daddy's right here.
Yeah.
Penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis.
Yeah!
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
I fucked dead pig.
Don't. It's made of horse urine.
Suck my dead pig!
Freaks, it's Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, penis tattoos, nurse lying sack of shit, and fucking right into the river. All of this plus your emails on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yeah! Timothy James Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast on this very short week of programs. Tomorrow's it for us. I mean, I'll be posting some sideshow exclusive stuff, but as for regular programs, tomorrow's it. And then Thursday is Thanksgiving, and Friday, of course, is Black Friday, and no one goes to work that day, so fuck it all to hell. I've got a great program for you today. For the past several weeks, probably like 3 or 4 weeks, we were doing new Sextastic Tuesday stories. Today, though, I thought we'd take this opportunity to play a best of, a classic edition. And this really is one of the most infamous stories I have ever read on this show. It is a fan favorite, and a lot of you consider this to be the most disgusting story in Sextastic Tuesday history, also in the history of literature in general. I'm not going to ruin the surprise for you new listeners who have never heard this story. Let's just get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
All right, here we go. Sunday was warm and sunny, just how I always fantasized it would be when I finally went through with it. Went through with what? Something sexy? I started walking to the dumpster again. Uh-oh. This can't be good. Yes, I started walking to the dumpster again, I think about 2 p.m., and I was really excited and nervous. I felt butterflies in my tummy just anticipating what I was about to do. The dumpster is in the alley behind a restaurant near my house. It gets emptied on Tuesdays, so by Sunday it's pretty stinky and flies are buzzing around. Which means there are things rotting inside there, and it's just perfect for me. What does that mean? A few times in the past, I climbed into the dumpster and masturbated. Nothing too intense. Most I'd ever done was take my pants off and hump against the dirty garbage bags. And one time, I laid there with my legs spread, watching the flies land on me. Wow, that's hot, isn't it? So anyways, I walked down to the alley to the dumpster, and as usual, I made sure nobody was around just to be extra careful. You have to go behind a tall wooden fence to even see the dumpster, and the restaurant is closed on Sunday anyway, so I knew I wouldn't be noticed. But this time, there's no way I want to be disturbed. I climbed up and over the side and onto my hands and knees into the mass of plastic garbage bags and other miscellaneous rubbish. The bags felt warm from the sun. The smell in there was extremely foul, much worse than usual, and I knew it was because of my rotting meat. I sat and tried to get myself to relax for a few minutes. Just take a deep breath, honey. There was no reason to hurry. When I was ready, I calmly took off my sandals, my jeans, and my panties. Both pairs. I was wearing two pairs of tight panties with a bunch... Why would you wear two pairs of panties? Two pairs of panties with a bunch of my panty liners in the crotch, which keeps anything in my vagina from coming out when I move around. But I was going all the way this time, so I went ahead and got completely naked. I don't quite understand what's going on here. That was a weird feeling. being totally nude inside a dumpster. It seemed very erotic to me. The sun felt warm on my skin, especially my boobs, which pretty much never see the sun. I took a pair of rubber kitchen gloves out of my pants pockets and put them on. Here's the thing. We can pretty much guess what this bitch is going to do, right? She's going to masturbate with garbage. She's going to be shoving pieces of garbage in her cunt. Why bother putting rubber kitchen gloves on? All of a sudden you're worried about sanitation? There was no way I could bring myself to actually touch a maggot with my bare hands. Yikes, now we're bringing maggots into the mix. I was already wet, I knew I would be. The sensation of the rubber gloves against my clit felt unusual, and I kinda liked it. I got on my hands and knees and crawled to the other side of the dumpster. I sat down next to my garbage bag, gently picked it up and placed it in front of me. The terrible smell was already strong. Carefully, I tore the bag open, and there they were. There had to be thousands of maggots, kind of beige yellow with little black spots on them. Oh. I couldn't even see the rotting meat beneath them. Dozens more maggots clung to the inside of the black plastic, which was coated with a thick, light brown slime. Oh. It was such a repulsive sight, I thought I was going to throw up right there, but I didn't. I took a few minutes to get control of myself, fingering my clit while staring at the maggots, trying to work up the courage to continue. No, bad idea. Turn around. Don't look back. Gotta be the worst idea ever. Alright, I scooped up some of the slime on my gloved fingers and brought it to my nose. I knew what it was from the reading I'd done before. It was digestive juices from the maggots, full of bacteria, and it smelled just horrible. I thought to myself, that's what I'm going to smell like. That's the stench that's going to come from my vagina. I want that, I thought, spreading my legs wide apart. I dragged my slimy finger between my pussy lips. My clit felt like a hard little pebble beneath the slime. I didn't want to come right then, though, and I was still right on the edge of gagging, too. But I knew there was no turning back now. Never say never. Turn around. Come on. Just say I chickened out and I decided to go home and boil my vagina in hot water. The end. Unfortunately, this is only the beginning, my freaks. The maggots felt like nothing I'd experienced before. They felt so alive. I was fascinated and nauseated at the same time. Oddly enough, that's how the majority of people who see me naked feel. Fascinated and nauseated. Same time. Sinking my fingers into the mass, I felt the solid meat beneath. Gently breaking it apart, I could see that the meat had turned gray, except for the very center, which was still pink, and that the maggots had penetrated into it, but not too deeply yet. There was still plenty of food for my filthy little babies. She's the maggot lady. I broke off a small chunk of meat that was covered on one side with maggots and held it for a moment while I fought back another urge to vomit. It was finally time, I thought. I leaned forward, and holding my pussy lips apart with one hand, I gritted my teeth and pushed the maggot-covered chunk of meat into my vagina. And then, totally without expecting it, I had an orgasm. A quick, sharp one that only made me want more. I'm sorry, that deserves a round of applause. Woman just slid maggots into her pussy. Excuse me, let me correct that. She slid rotting meat into her pussy. Which was covered with maggots. Alright, back to the story here. I started pushing bigger chunks of meat and maggots, and even handfuls of just maggots into me, over and over. I was practically hyperventilating, too. I wasn't thinking at all about the noise I must have been making, but now I could definitely feel the maggots squirming inside my vagina. Just the idea of it made me come again. Finally, once I crammed all of the rotten meat and all of the maggots I could fit inside me, I felt so filthy, so disgusting, like I'd turned myself into some low, depraved sort of beast. Right on the money, ding ding ding. We all feel that way about you. And that made me so incredibly hot, together with the constant movements of the maggots inside of me. But it was time to go. Holding my hand over my crotch, I slowly crawled back into my clothes and managed to get dressed again without anything coming out. She's leaving the meat and maggots inside of her pussy. One of the greatest Sextastic Tuesday stories ever. I put the gloves back into my pocket and climbed out of the dumpster. She's keeping the rubber gloves. I mean, really. Throw them away. That's disgusting. You're in a fucking dumpster. Just leave them there. It is a dumpster. Holding myself up against the side of the dumpster, I threw up. Ever vomited while you were horny? It's weird. Okay. Walking home down the alley, I felt like I was in a daze. I kept asking myself how I could have done this to myself, but then asking why I waited so long. Once I was home, I locked myself in the bedroom, took off my clothes, except for my double panties, and got into bed. I closed my eyes and just let myself feel the maggot squirming inside of me. For a while, I tried to watch TV, but I couldn't really pay attention to it. The maggots were too wonderfully distracting. I skipped dinner. Later on, when I really had to pee, I did it by taking down my panties and holding my hand over my crotch, wearing the rubber gloves, of course. Those rubber gloves come in handy. I surfed the web for a while that night and looked at porn. I came a few more times. I decided to go ahead and take a shit in my bed, right where I was. Of course, let's bring scat into the picture. That just made me more turned on, and I ended up smearing some of my shit over my thighs and my pussy and coming again. I noticed that the maggots started coming out a bit. Maybe they liked the shit. A couple times, one would creep up on my belly. Oh! I just flick it back down between my legs. For the most part, I slept through the night, but I kept waking up sweating with my vagina throbbing worse. I knew I was getting a bad infection from this, but I didn't care. Other girls have babies, but I give birth to decay and filth. That's the Distorted View's new tagline. Giving birth to decay and filth. Or I'd say I'm probably ruining my womb and I don't care. I want it to be ruined. I know I must have been hallucinating from the infection. I was hoping the maggots had given up on the rotten meat and were eating my vagina instead. Finally, it was Tuesday morning and sunlight made me wake up. I knew I was really, really sick at that point. I pulled the blankets aside and saw that I really did have maggots crawling all over my body. I was so whacked out, I loved it. But I also saw that I had a rash spreading over my tummy and thighs, and I was soaked with sweat. And suddenly, I needed to see what it looked like between my thighs. My pussy was totally gaped wide open. I'd never seen anything like it before. It reminded me of a mouth in a sick, gagging expression. My inner lips were swollen and dark purple, almost black, while my outer lips were cherry red, and I was losing a layer of dead skin like a sunburn. A stream of the light brown slime was oozing from inside my vagina and down my butt crack onto the shitty mattress. Although I could still feel a large mass of maggots and rotten meat inside me, there were maggots everywhere between my legs, hundreds of them. And then I saw my fingers on my pussy. They plunged deep into my vagina and dragged out a wad of slime and maggots, which I pressed hard against my clit. I remember having a huge orgasm right then. And I must have passed out. I think I was sobbing too, but I'm not sure. That's all I remember until I woke up in the hospital. I'll write about that later. The end. That, my friends, is a Sextastic Tuesday story.
There you go. A classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday for November 23rd, 2010. Brought to you by our fine sponsors at AdamandEve.com. Bargains are waiting for you at their online store, located at AdamEve.com. Anal sex toys, Benoit balls, love dolls, and prostate toys, oh my. Plus pussy pumps, sex swings, sex toys, strap-ons, vibrators, and male masturbators. All this, plus videos, lingerie, and costumes, can be yours at an incredible price using coupon code FREAK. FREAK. That'll save you 50% off just about any item. Oh my! Plus, you'll receive free shipping, 3 free videos of the adult nature, and of course, a special mystery gift that's simply too steamy, too sultry to tell you here. It's all for using coupon code FREAK, FREAK, as your promo code at checkout. You'll automatically see your incredible savings at AdamandEve.com! How's that? How's that for a plug? No? No good? Okay. Fuck it. I think I screwed up. I said, you'll save 50% off.
Doesn't make any sense. You'll save 50%. Whatever. You know the drill. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I fucked up news right now. Real quick, gotta talk about the Super Freak Sideshow. Oh, yes. Distorted Views exclusive member site featuring bonus episodes, extended shows, videos, and a complete archive of every single podcast. You want to hear it? I know you want to. I know it. I can feel it in my being. All right. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Today we've got an extended program for you. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a couple in Germany had to be rescued from Rhine after their car rolled into the river during a steamy sex session. Now, I don't care how hard you're fucking. You mean to tell me you can't realize that your car is rolling into a river? The couple had been getting down and dirty in their car when their raunchy antics went wrong. They kicked the automatic gear stick into drive, sending their car into the freezing water of the Rhine River in Cologne, or Cologne. A police spokesman explained that what had happened. The car had been running to keep the interior warm, and before they realized what happened, it had shifted from park to drive, and they were off and running. Luckily, the couple were swiftly rescued with no major injuries beside a serious case of mood kill. Yeah, almost drowning is such a boner killer. They aren't the first couple in Germany attempting to spice up their love life who have needed assistance from the emergency services. You see, in 2007, 56-year-old Joachim Rancid and his wife Maria had to call the fire brigade after a foray into bondage went horribly wrong. The leather-clad pair lost the key to the padlock on the chains binding them to their bed, and they needed to be cut out by the firemen. That can't be the first time that has happened either. There must be a lot of bondage stories that police officers have. As for the couple that almost drowned in the river, maybe the bitch was like straddling the gear shift, like riding it. I was like, bitch, you get your pussy ready for my cock. And then she was gyrating so hard her cunt kicked the car into first gear or something. This is exactly why I will not fuck in a manual transmission vehicle. Pussy had to do some shimmying to get it into first. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Canada. Canada. A woman convicted of posing as a nurse has been accused of impersonating a teacher as well. Lady, why can't you just be yourself for once? Calgary police charged Bridget Murrier or something on Friday with one count of fraud over $5,000 and two counts of obstruction of justice and nine counts of uttering a forged document. The charges are in relation to her allegedly posing as a teacher, as well as submitting two reference letters to the court a number of weeks ago, said Constable Tanya Bertal, the investigating officer. This woman worked as a grade 5 science teacher in Calgary's Francophone school system last year. All right. Her court appearance Monday was moved over to November 30th. She remains in custody. She previously been convicted of forgery and stealing and falsifying a legitimate nurse's registration certificate to get a job at an Ontario hospital. You know, if this bitch put half as much effort into, you know, college as she does pretending to be someone else, forging documents, sending, you know, writing up fake references, the whole production, you can just get a legitimate job. There are people who work incredibly hard just so they don't have to work, and it would be easier just to work. You know what I mean? You're incredibly motivated to be lazy. Put so much effort into not doing something. It's incredible. I'm one of those people. Yes, all right. She falsified a legitimate nurse's registration certificate to get a job at an Ontario hospital in 2005. In 2006, she also tried to get work as a registered nurse in the Ottawa area. That's according to the College of Nurses of Ontario. She was convicted a second time in September of forging documents to illegally get work as a nurse in a Calgary clinic. She was sentenced to 6 months in jail and fined $60,000 for the Ontario conviction. So there you go. And finally today, I believe we have a Distorted View update. The man charged with tattooing an image of a penis on another man's back has appeared in court. The story comes from New Zealand. Matthew Brady, 21, appeared in court in Ipswich. I think that's in New Zealand, maybe Australia, or quite possibly the UK, I don't know, in relation to tattooing the lewd image on a friend's back without his consent. Police had originally charged Brady with assault, but the Queensland Times reports that the charge was upgraded yesterday to one of causing bodily harm. It's alleged Brady tattooed the 40-centimeter-long image of a penis and a crude slogan on the 25-year-old's back. I wonder what the crude slogan is. Faggot. After originally talking him into getting a yin and yang symbol with some dragons. It's, a penis looks nothing like yin and yang. It kind of looks like a dragon. The paper reports Brady also faces five other charges, including assault, occasioning bodily harm, and a charge under the Public Safety Act. Brady is not a professional tattooist and did the tattoo while his friend was visiting him at home. I'm guessing there was some drinking involved as well. It wasn't until the man got home and his girlfriend told him what the tattoo actually was that he realized. Wait a second. So, like, if you get a tattoo and you're at the tattoo parlor, or even at a friend's house, and your friend is, giving the tattoo, wouldn't you want to see it either as he's doing it or when he's done? Like, oh my god, let me see, I want to see it, my tattoo's done. Why would you wait until you got home to have your girlfriend be the first person to see it? The tattoo victim now faces the pain and expense of having to get the tattoo removed by laser. Laser beams! That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and then get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, what's up, Tim? It's Eric from Kansas. I was just calling in because you said on your October 7th show that you had said this before, but... that was the first time that I had heard that you lived next to a school. And, man, I mean, that's pretty crazy news to me, man. I mean, having somebody that's, basically a fucking monster like you near all those kids kind of worries me, man. Actually, I was thinking what you should do is make a bunch of flyers or handbills for the site.
Yes, and, that is a great
and you'll
idea.
Pass them out on the corner to all the kids.
Good publicity.
And, you've got. And,
yeah, I don't live. Maybe I misspoke. I don't live right next to the school, but on my street there is a school, and I'm a ways away or whatever. But still, I have to drive past the school to get home. And, it's like 2 intersections before my place or something, I don't know. But, I have had some altercations with students because stupid kids are... did I talk about this on the show, how I was trying to turn onto my street and it was as school was being let out? And now, I understand kids need to cross the road, and I give them every opportunity to do that. They have the right-of-way, the little crosswalk, whatever. But... these kids were playing in the middle of the road. Like, they were would walk halfway across the road and then stop in the middle and then stand and then pretend to fight with another kid. And then they were dropping their school bags and walking back to the curb and then walking back in the middle of the road. And eventually I said, Jesus Christ, just fucking move already! And that's exactly what I... That was an exact quote. And then some black girl... who was standing by watching was going, oh, like laughing at me like, ah, he's crazy. And that was pretty much it. So I don't know. Only a matter of time before I take a gun to the playground.
I email you, but I just had to call in on the voice line. I am Kent. I'm also a lifetime member.
Oh, look at you, sir.
Just want to say I love the show.
Thank you.
And keep up the good work. And you said on my face.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Rich Slather. I'm calling on the morning of the 15th. So obviously, you're not even going to get to this until a week and a half from now. But you just did the whole week's worth of exclusive programs for the Sideshow. And I thank you for that as a Sideshow member. But all the content that you brought up, the pedophilia book, the weirdo bitch talking about reptilians and draconians and dirty bombs and this and that, the Freeside faggots don't know anything about that. So I expect that your voicemail is going to be filled with stuff, hey, underage freeloader, so-and-so, You get what I'm talking about here. You set yourself up for failure, dude.
I know, I always am. Like, what were you talking about? I don't understand.
Long-time sideshow member. Recently called in about podcatchers and password RSS feed not working with it. FYI, the when I was using it was Beyond Pod. I paid $7 for that fuck thing, and it wouldn't work. But your feed works fine on iTunes, so it's not my password. It was something wrong with that podcatcher.
Oh.
I ended up just buying an iPod Shuffle for 40-something bucks on Amazon and just dumping all my podcasts on there because that shit was raping my phone's battery when I'm trying to play some games and listen to podcasts at work. So thanks everyone for the help. Take it easy.
All right, there you go. Little updates.
Jimmy Boo, what a do, jizzoo. Swiggy from Canada calling.
Hi, Swiggy.
Had a freak moment. I was at work, and we had somebody drop off a letter for looking for a handout for a donation, and it was a kid who had probably 6 months old, 7 months old, diabetes type 1, leukemia, cancer, and then some other disease. And instead of me feeling bad or having feelings in general, my first thought was, God, Jesus does not want this kid to live.
Yes.
Anyway.
He's doing everything he can to kill this child. It's like what we were talking about yesterday. God just likes to mess with people sometimes. Ooh, that was juicy. I just spit. God just likes to fuck around. He gets bored up there.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Jesse. I was just calling in to let you know that I realized that recently was the one-year anniversary of me listening to your show.
Ooh, congratulations.
That has no impact on your life.
No, not at all. All right, go on.
I was looking through my shows and I realized, 45, you have 45 on the iTunes thing, right? That
yeah,
is the past. So, well, it's been 1 year since I've been listening to this horrible, wonderful program.
I've hopefully done some damage to you.
Oh,
never
Merry
be the same.
Christmas. Fuck you. And Happy New Year.
We should get the Tourette's guy to do a cover of that song.
Holy shit, Tim. Holy fucking shit. I just saw the greatest thing ever. Old broad on the freeway. She stopped in the what she thought was the breakdown lane, but was actually a fucking lane on the freeway still. She's just sitting there looking through her fucking purse.
She stopped on the freeway?
I look back, and there's cars coming up from the other... Basically, the lane is a transition from one freeway to another. Watching as the cars come up from one freeway onto ours. First car dodges her. Second car, which is a cop car, didn't plow into her, but clipped her, swerving out of the fucking way because this old broad is parked on the freeway looking through her goddamn purse.
Yeah, she's going to get in trouble for that one.
Hello, Timmy Boo. This is Sister Butters from Florida.
Hi, Sister
Space
Butters.
Floor. Meow, meow, meow. Anyway, I just wanted to inform you, someone called yesterday wanting you to play a clip of the nerdy guy talking about that anime. The reason why they wanted you to talk about that anime is because it's by the same creator of Inuyasha.
Dun, dun,
so, yeah,
dun.
Just a little tidbit.
What anime was that? I have to check to see in my the on demand. I think there's a new episode. I've been watching it in order on demand on the on demand channel. Even though I can watch them all, I think on Hulu or Netflix or something. But
good morning, Tim Sideshow member Rich Lather here. I'm listening to the November 15th show from Monday, and you're playing Tonetta's latest hit, Thick and Juicy, and I could not help but notice
Tonetta's latest shit is more like it. But yes, go on.
That the opening bars are very, very similar to the music bed for the Joe Netta song.
Yeah.
I'll wait. Take a listen. First, play yours.
No. No, I'm not going to. But I'll take your word for it. All right. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Official. A little southern twang to it. Yes, voicemail for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Here, smell. You want to smell them? Smell these Converse tennis shoes, dude.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are a sideshow freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will be back tomorrow to end the week with the big Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. I still can't get.
Oh, right in my butt. Yeah, right up my ass. Cream it up for me. Fill her up.